All of us here at the BCC Coupon Book want to let our friends in the Northern Pinellas, Palm Harbor, and Oldsmar areas know about the all-new Nesting Grounds Cafe. Located on the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard, right between the Shell Station and Chase Bank, open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Nesting Grounds Cafe serves breakfast and lunch from Eggs Benedict, pancakes, and the Create Your Own Omelette to sandwiches, wraps, burgers, and salads, and so much more. Come and check out the Nesting Ground Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in Palm Harbor, 727-559-1574. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Nesting Grounds Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard. 727-559-1574. And don't forget about the valuable coupon in the BCC Coupon Book. The Nesting Grounds Cafe. Check it out today.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. Anyone who knows me knows I have a sweet tooth. I love cookies, pie, cupcakes, all of it. But I'm also very health conscious. I mean, I have to make sure my body's getting what it needs. But on those days when I need a sweet, I look for Heidi's Foods. Their handcrafted sweet and healthy snacks and desserts are made with organic ingredients. They also have keto, raw, vegan, paleo, and non-GMO foods as well. So you don't have to worry about ruining your diet just to indulge. You can find them at Carolyn's Kitchen on 421 Cleveland Street in Clearwater, or you can order them online at heidisfoods.com. And Heidi is spelled H-E-I-D-I. Heidi's Foods. There's nothing in the world like it.
Mr. Brian Cash
because you know what? I wish Brian Cash, another show in the book. You know, this is the first concert I went to. Did I ever tell you why I played this song, Tom? Yeah, 1971. I went and saw BTO at the Nassau Coliseum. And I always liked that, taking care of business. Do you have
That's
a...
That's Elvis, baby.
Mm-hmm. Does everybody have a... where are the headsets?
Oh, shit, they're all right.
Yeah, hook them up.
I got them all.
You know, we were just sitting here this whole time, and we didn't even think they would come up. Yeah. So anyhow, we got this tired of struggling with your sliders. We're going to be doing that today. Some people just want to know the... Did you know this time that last year... And what's your first name?
Walt.
Did you know that last year over 500,000 quarter-inch drill bits were sold?
Yes, I did.
You did? Really?
No, not really. Did you know that, Ray?
No. No, I
Tom,
did not.
Tom, did you?
Yes, I've heard you tell this story before.
Okay, finish it for me then.
Once or twice.
Go ahead, Tom. You finish it.
I don't know the end of it, though.
Okay.
They needed him for some other reason.
Right, so did people want the quarter-inch drill bit?
No, they wanted the hole.
Ah, this guy's a smart guy.
They wanted the hole.
Yeah. Right. And that's the deal with this lady here, tired of struggling. What's her name? Lizette! I'm talking about you. So it's a neat little story. She's a multi-millionaire.
Nice.
Right? And she got into the business out there. Oh, it's not on?
No, it is. It just is. Down a little.
But how she did it, though, is like really neat. You know, I like to ask people, like, how did you come up with the name? Remember, mm-hmm. like, Whisper?
Yeah, the Lone Morgan, Whisper.
The Lone Whisper. And, like, what's the name of your business?
Always Health.
Talking the mic there. It's radio.
Oh, that's what this is?
Yes.
Oh, Always Health.
Right. And my friend Anthony is right now getting his vitals taken care of. Anthony that does the radio work?
Yeah.
So what he's doing is he's, because he had the COVID like a month ago, so now they're giving him extra tests to do to check his vitals today. He's going to 3 different doctors today. They're checking his blood. I guess, can you tell ahead of time that someone's going to have a heart attack?
Well, I'm not a doctor, okay, but we do collect vitals, and normally before a heart attack or a stroke, your vitals are going to start acting kind of funny, and if we can't detect it in the vitals when they hit the floor and they don't move, then we contact the doctor or the next of kin or whoever's on their emergency contact list.
Right, and the word vital, let's just like analyze that one word. How important are the vitals?
Very important.
Right, so if I said to you it's vital, I mean in a sentence.
Essential.
But can I say vital?
Yes.
Right, so then when you hear that word vital, you know this is serious stuff.
Exactly.
It's life and death.
Yes.
Because if someone's life in line, and that just shows you like your vitals, just like life. If you ever look at it on the oscilloscope, is that what it's called? The scope?
Oscilloscope. Yeah.
It is, right?
Okay.
Yeah. But they go up and down, right?
Oh, okay.
Well, what that means is that you're alive.
That's right.
Right? So you have your ups and your downs, but just know that this too shall pass and you're going to get through it. It's vital that you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to start doing? I asked Ray if we're going to do this. I wanted to get a question to my friend Eric here and you.
Okay.
Do you remember the duck with, what was his name, Groucho Marx?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
It's Your Life or something?
Yeah, it's Your Life. Right, the duck would come down.
I'm going to go all out, all right? I'm going to write a word out. Wait. Well, I only got that. I got 50 on me. But next show, we're going to write a word, maybe vital.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that says the word, I just point to the envelope and they take it.
Okay.
What should the word be? Like what could be a word we could use?
Baseline.
Health. Positive.
Yeah. So what do you think? That's the newest addition to the show.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about sounds good?
Sounds good.
That's it.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we're going to do a radio. So are you ready, Ray?
Yes, sir.
It's his debut. Right. Okay, we're going to rate Ray from 1 to 10.
10.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. No pressure.
Start at a 10 and go down from there.
There you go.
Yeah, we have a customer of ours. It's called Cool Vibes, right?
Yep. Cool Vibes Pub and Grub.
Okay. And Grub, right? And that's grub. More of a military word, right? They call it Grub.
Yeah, food. Chow.
Or back in the Western days.
Grub.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. What was that?
Military is more chow.
Yeah.
Chow. Yeah. Cowboys said grub.
Grub. Okay. That could have been a word.
Yeah. What, cowboys or grub?
Either one.
Oh, okay.
What I like about this is, too, it's two women on it. It's originated by two women, two ladies.
Last week we did a show, Women in Power. We had about like 30 women.
25, 30 people.
That's fantastic.
Women. And we did
and
a little
network.
And then
we had Whittle Chocolate Shop.
Yeah.
Female owned, woman owned, mom.
Yeah, so we really like want to empower the women.
Yeah.
So this fits right into it. So go ahead, Ray. Do you have some music you can play, Mr. Tom? It's a restaurant called Cool Vibes.
Do you want me to go through all the bullet points or just?
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe you can have some music in the background. Yeah, right, let him set it up. Is there a song called Cool Vibes?
Cool Vibes. I don't know, but you know.
Something like that.
Good maybe vibration. Some Kenny G. That's some cool music.
Kenny G. There it is. That is good. All right. We're waiting for the music. I guess you got to keep it going.
Got to keep it going. I like that. Well, we can do that. We have no shortage of conversation.
Okay, so just tell people what you do, buddy, because we did play your commercial.
So what I do is I'm a mortgage broker, and I provide residential and commercial loans for the state of Florida. And I love what I do, and I'm a great listener. And that's one of the greatest things that people today say. People just don't listen to me. They don't understand what I'm saying to them. They won't do what I ask them to. What I do is I listen.
There you go. You're going to be buying a house?
He was just talking about that.
Yeah.
Really? Say that. Yeah, you can. Sir. Do you need a mortgage broker?
Probably.
Yeah, we'll hand you a card at the. They get an opportunity. I'll hand you a card. That?
Sounds fantastic. Yeah. No, we are. We will probably next year.
Yeah, because we're doing. We do residential and commercial, so whatever you need, the whole state of Florida. I do 41 other states too, by the way.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so here it is. We got Cool Vibes in the background.
Yeah, it sounds good.
And you got the ad. Yeah. These are one. Her name. They're Jess, right? So, they're both named the same name, Jess. So you don't know who you're talking to. Two names, the same name.
Oh, really?
So I call up, and I think I'm talking to the Jess. I already spent 20 minutes explaining something to. So she listens to me for about like 5 or 6 minutes and goes, "You got the wrong Jess."
Oh, after 5 or 6 minutes,
but you can't even make it up, right?
That's right.
Jess, I just got to go. Jess one, Jess two.
Oh, that's good.
So let's do her. Let's do her ad, huh?
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
Well, he's gonna say action.
Action.
So here we are talking about Cool Vibes Pub and Grub, established in 2021 by two girls from upstate New York, Clinton County, that wanted to bring people together with food they loved growing up. Our local favorite menu item is called a Cool Dog. This is a redskin hot dog we have delivered from New York. It has garlic undertone and a snap when you take a bite.
Unbelievable.
It is covered with our house-made meat sauce. And in parentheses, it says a meat sauce used in beef, various spices with a little kick. This sauce contains no beans and is not a chili sauce. We love to bring our community together through food, fundraising events, and fun weekly events. Oops, look, says karaoke Wednesdays, open mic Thursdays, paint and sip nights. Oh, that's a game changer there. Game night every other Friday, and so much more. We are a member of the I Love St. Pete group and offer 10% off regular priced items to all members every day. We offer amazing daily specials and early specials. We have a flyer attached, which is in my other hand. We also are a full liquor bar. Get that. Full liquor bar.
I'm going.
Featuring bottled and draft beers and a wide variety of spirits. Here, look at this. Pool tables, dartboards, golden tee, and bowling all available to play. Follow us on social media. That's www.facebook.com Cool Vibes St. Pete.
Wow.
That was really
very
good.
I give you a 10, Ray.
Cool vibe. Cool
what do you think,
cool
Tom?
Vibe. Cool vibe.
Very good, very
what
good.
What was the quack quack?
That was the duck that would come.
That was from before.
The duck. There's a duck in the room. I hope it lays the was golden that, egg.
Did Affleck
brought
come?
Your marks.
Is this an Affleck?
The duck. Oh, wow. Tom, you know what we're going to do?
That's funny.
We're going to give you the word of the day, right? And if someone says it, you play the quack quack. And if they want to double it, they can go quack, double quack. Or nothing and say, think of the word they said, or lose it all.
Mmm.
Ooh.
Spin.
There it is.
Well, see, you can practice today. He can come up with a word.
Right.
And we can practice today.
Yeah.
Wow, that's something else, huh? Well, I got a 20 for today.
You know what I like about this Cool Vibes Pub and Grub? Cool open 7 days.
No rest.
That's no rest. They're wide open 7 days. noon to 2 a.m. in the morning. So you can get that red skin hot dog till 2 a.m.
I wonder if they have NFL on Sundays.
You know, I'm thinking that's a sports bar because it does say here sports.
No Redskins on Sunday.
Is that
no
right?
No Redskins because their Redskins aren't in the name no more, right?
No.
Yeah,
because that's
it's
woke.
The football team. Football.
Everything
team.
Is woke.
Cool Vibes Sports. So yes, you're probably right.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'm sure they got at least two TVs.
I will support them this Sunday.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the same thing.
I'm just going to say, I like supporting local businesses.
And then you know what you could do is where get is the hot dog, right?
It's on 58th Street North.
And then come
and
back
54th
here.
54th Avenue.
Because there is something when you bite into a hot dog and it snaps.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
That's
so
true.
Really kind of
my wife loves them.
That's
like
so
them.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, so there is something to what they're doing.
So their address is 5488, we didn't put it in earlier, 5488 58th Street North, and that is Cool Vibes Pub and Grub.
Believe me, I will find Cool Vibes.
No, it says St. Pete's.
St. Pete, okay.
St. Pete. See, we're doing St. Pete.
So I think the Lone Whisperer is going to have to take a little trip down to
Cool Vibes.
Yeah, I know my
wife's
going to take it down.
Okay, so tell us what you do, okay? And because it's important, I think, what you do. It's life and death.
Yes.
And there are certain things that, you know, business is business, right? But you really do got to care, right?
Absolutely.
Right? And have people's best interest.
Absolutely.
And when you stop trying to get what you want, right, and you start helping other people get what they want, ironically, the paradox is you get what you want.
It follows you.
Right, exactly. And then people can sense that you care.
Absolutely.
I think that's an important word. And I'm thinking of what you do is the word care comes to mind.
Absolutely.
Because you're taking care of what's vital to your life.
Mm-hmm.
And what the service you offer is a lifesaver. Who was it that I had on? The insurance guy, right? I had him on. And so what happened was he ran an ad in my magazine. The guy got the insurance. Right? So, of course, now that he has the insurance, he's not scared to get checked out,
mm-hmm.
to get the checkup. And it brought tears to my eyes because we had the insurance guy on and the guy. So a week later, he calls in and he had stage one cancer.
Oh.
But stage one.
Yeah, but that's early. That's when you want to catch it.
That's
right.
When you want to catch
so
it.
So ironically, a year later, I call my insurance guy. His name is Jeff. He's in the magazine. And so a year later, I call him up, and he tells me the story, and it brought like a tear to my eye.
Sure.
Right. Like it was emotional. I'm not going to say I cried, but it was emotional for
me.
Because I looked at it from a selfish standpoint, probably, is that we put the magazine out, and like if we didn't put the magazine out with his ad, he never would have called the insurance guy, and then he never would have got the insurance. So there's the first domino, so to speak.
There we go.
Yeah. Right? And that's, I don't, you
that's
know,
but
I'm just saying, that's how
vital.
I
know.
It's vital.
That's vital.
So then a year later, I call him up. I'm on the phone with him. He puts me on hold. Guess who he's on the phone with? This guy. You can't even make this up. Like, I don't talk to him that much because he's busy. He works 50 states. He's got like 100 reps working for him. I mean, this is a big outfit this guy runs, right? So, like, he's always on the go. What is the odds that I'm calling him a year later?
At the exact same time.
That this guy's on the phone and they're reminiscing. He goes, Brian, you're not going to believe who I'm on the phone with. You know?
Well, this gentleman you're talking about could benefit.
This is what you do. So, okay, tell us what you do, and you got like 3 minutes.
Okay, 3 minutes. First, what you said is absolutely true. I was retired, and my brother-in-law showed me the service and the technology, and right now where I'm at in life, it's not about how much money I can make, it's about how much of a difference I can make. And when he showed me this, I saw it's life-saving. Right now, we have monitors on everything. We have monitors on our cars. We know when the battery and the tire pressure is low. We know when sensors for everything. But how many people have that same type of monitoring for them?
And, wow.
And how we work.
Wow.
So
yeah, it's true.
What we've done is we've taken the technology, and technology's technology. Ours is no better or no worse than anyone else. As long as it works and it's correct, it's good. Well, we've taken technology where we can collect blood pressure, oxygen, steps, heart rate variability. Our second generation band that comes out in about 60 days will also collect temperature and ECG. Now, it's collected from a watch that we give the, first we go through doctors so everyone understands. We go talk to the doctor to help give them a better level of care. And in the meantime, we're doing the work on behalf of the doctor so it doesn't interrupt their workflow. There's no cash out of their budgets or their pockets to make this thing work because Medicare covers it. So we go on, we talk to the doctor and say, look, we want to focus in on the 65 and older. There's 60 million 65 and older. And so that is our target because most of us have some type of condition, high blood pressure, diabetes.
Real quick, do you have to go through a doctor?
Yes, because
it has to be prescribed.
The way it's billed is through Medicare.
Right.
Okay, so we go, we find the doctor's list and find out how many's on, is over 65. We qualify those that has either Medicare Part B or Advantage, and we put the watch on their hands, on their arms. What the watch does is collect the vitals every 5 minutes and then sends it to, and we give them now, the patient gets our watch, this bodyguard, which is a mini tablet, and a Omron blood pressure cup. So they get that, okay, all covered. So the watch collects the vitals every 5 minutes, sends it to the app on the phone. The app then every 15 minutes sends it to the cloud, high, medium, and low readings, and now it's accessible to the doctor. So now when I go in the doctor's office, it's not, before when I go in the doctor's office, he knew what my vitals were 90 days ago, he knew what they were 5 minutes ago. Now when I go in the doctor's office, he can see if I've been active, he can see if there's any patterns in my blood pressure, he can see how, now with COVID, they said that oxygen and temperature are vital. We're going to be able to pinpoint those and track those with our new band. But right now we can track the oxygen. So if it also has a fall sensor on it, where if a person falls, which is
like Life Alert.
Hey,
sure.
Kind of, but Life Alert, you have to be alert enough.
Right. That's on
to press the button.
That one's on steroids.
Okay. Here.
There you go.
They fall and can't move. First, we try to contact them to make sure they didn't drop the watch or something. And then if we don't get an answer, we call whoever's on their ECL, emergency contact list. Wow. Now, with proper permission, we also go into facilities like nursing homes and retirement facilities. With proper permission, on our mini tablet, we can actually access the camera to see if they're okay.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. All right. So
that's smart.
So what we do now, Medicare reimburses it, but the patient has to wear it for at least 16 days out of the month. So when we see vitals aren't coming in.
To get a history. Sure.
Well, no, to be billable.
Billable.
To be billable.
Correct. Okay.
So once if we see that there's no vitals coming in, our care team will call the patient up and say, and we coax them into putting it back on. See, we can't be of service to them if they're not wearing this.
Right.
Okay. So
I wish Anthony was here, because he would be perfect for that.
Now, the difference between ours...
He just had a heart bypass and all that.
Well, see, we also, along with just focusing in on 65 and older, there's also a critical care component to it also. Now, what they have found is Medicare did a study of 23 states. They found that patients that wear the remote patient monitoring band for a year, they save on the average of $8,000 per patient. Now imagine that.
Wow.
$8,000.
It's like getting an oil change.
Yeah.
It's preventative, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So if you see something going wrong, you can fix it.
See, we want to fix the heart attack and fix the stroke so we don't have to have that emergency room. Okay, doctors would rather treat that stroke and that heart attack in his office and not in an emergency room.
Wow. Right, preventative.
Yes.
Who's the young man?
That's Chris.
Who's he?
Music. He has a song to play today as well.
I'll keep talking, guys.
When
I go like this,
well,
that
I like the idea. I like the idea.
Like, you know.
And when I go like
so,
this,
that if you fall.
What we actually do is we go in and we care for the patients on behalf of the doctor. And we give them another level of care. We're a subset of telehealth.
What did you say?
So also what this does for the doctor is, let's say he prescribes high blood pressure medicine to a patient for the first time. This will remind the patient. He can set into his dashboard to remind the patient to take their medicine, remind them for their appointments. So it does a variety of things, and it also has a telehealth component also. So once the doctor signs up with us for the remote patient monitoring, if he does not already have a telehealth platform, this comes with it. It's very simple.
Wow.
Everything today is about simplicity. Other companies out here, they have like five or six different apparatuses. They'll have an oximeter, they'll have a blood pressure cup, they'll have a temperature gauge, and the patient has to log all that stuff in for themselves. Here, a simple touch of the watch, I can get my blood pressure, I can get my temperature, and it automatically goes to the app. Wow. And it's being monitored 24/7 by clinically trained staff. Now, that's where we're different. We're not in the equipment business. We're in the service business. We monitor and service the patient because of the vitals that are being taken by these by the technology.
You really know, and I feel the enthusiasm. Can you come back again?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right now I got this young lady, Lizette.
You got a lot. I appreciate you allowing me minutes that you did.
A friend of Eric's, just how you could help me is by making sure you do. Oh, no, it's not Eric's not here, but Eric right there. Just do business with him.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
After I met him, we've been.
Can you just stay too? I'd like to talk to you afterwards.
Sure, sure.
Okay. So, actually, would you like to ask how. This is her.
Tired of struggling with your slide.
This is her.
He saves lives, and we save Doors' lives.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. I see the correlation there.
It's the Doors' life we need to try to save.
Yes, and you know what? The key that opens the door, you know what it is? God.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And being alive. So if I don't save them from, if I don't keep them alive, they're not able to fix the doors.
Because it takes action to open the door, right?
That's right. So we tell people we're on a roll, we keep you on track, and I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it.
She's something else. Do you see something special here?
Yes.
You know, I hugged her. She brought the cookies in and stuff. I gave her a hug.
Okay. Yeah. I take it you don't give out too many hugs.
I don't.
Okay.
She looks huggable.
So I got a fun surprise when I got here. Besides meeting all of you guys, Mrs. Vandervoort is one of my original clients. I never met her. I met her very large dogs and all of her sliders long time ago, and it's been many, many years, and I'm going to go help her again.
There you go. So you already got it. And that's the thing, too, is we network with each other.
That's what I heard.
And then what you did, we're doing something with Cool Vibes Restaurant.
Cool Vibes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have you do the commercial. You guys, right here.
Yeah.
You guys want to put
just
together
gave me
a commercial?
Chills.
Yeah.
No, would you do
like
that?
I've done it before, yes.
Okay, so you do the Cool Vibe thing. He'll do the reading.
Sounds
you guys, we'll put a thing together where we put together a commercial for
Cool Vibes.
Okay. I love it.
All right.
Well, let's talk about the door sliders.
Thank you.
Okay. So I want to go over a few points for your clients today, for your listeners, that will really, truly help them. Because what we've learned, I started the company about 11 years ago, and what we've learned in 11 years has saved many, many, about 50,000 doors in the greater Pinellas area. And we're finding some interesting things in the industry that we're kind of surprised about. Like, for instance, we just finished yesterday a couple of sliding glass door repairs where there was water intruding underneath the track and getting into the unit below. It ended up causing all kinds of litigation. And the poor person thought they had brand new door. They had a new door. How could this happen to them?
Ray does mortgages, right, for real estate?
Yeah.
So you could see how Ray could really connect with this. What about if someone buys a house and it already has the problem?
Right.
I would think that would be something that would be missed.
We do a tremendous amount of calls for real estate professionals where they need to figure out what's going on with the door before they put in an offer. Or exactly. Or they are
in
the
inspections.
Seller. Yes, and so we come in and sometimes just as a courtesy, we'll explain what's going on and how much generally it should cost, and then they can use that to negotiate with.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing that we're finding is people do not know that they can reasonably fix older door systems. They're being forced down the pike of, hey, we gotta buy a new door. And you say, well, okay, impact doors, that should work, right?
Let's save some money repairing them.
So here's the difference, okay? Repairing a sliding glass door is about the price of the tax on a new door, okay? It's a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
And even if you have severe water problems underneath the door system where you're aggressively destroying the concrete by accident, not aware of it, that still is tremendously cheaper in most cases than, unless it's a very tiny door. But if you're talking about some of the big doors on the beaches, we're thousands and thousands cheaper than buying a new door, and you can still fix it and keep the old door systems. What we notice, though, is over the course of the last few years, since impact doors have only come out since 2004, I cannot tell you how many of them we see failing. Today, I went into a building on Clearwater, and they had new impact doors. They are 5 years old. I was in there because the doors could hardly move. So why is a five-year-old door hardly moving? But worse, when I looked over and I looked at the glass, I could see it was beginning to delaminate. That means the piece that saves your life is starting to separate from one of these two pieces of glass.
Right.
Okay? So here you have people who think they've done it right, and yet here they are 5 years later, can't hardly open their door and their glass is delaminating, which, by the way, will typically not be covered. If they did it as a commercial buy, it won't be covered by any glass delamination warranty.
So what? The name of the company is Beacon Windows?
That's my company.
Oh, yep. That is so good.
And I know you didn't want to do it, but I have to ask you.
Yes.
Tell them the story. I will give you more time.
Okay.
Tell us the story, how you came up with the name, how it was like.
Oh, that was funny. So let me back up a tiny bit.
It's in St. Pete,
first,
your town.
I never expected to be in the sliding glass door repair business. When I got my license, I expected to be a window reseller and a door reseller, okay? Like I'd been trained. So I got my license, and now I'm thinking, what am I going to name my company? What am I going to name? I spent days looking in the dictionary, couldn't find anything. One day, terrific rainstorm on 5th Avenue South. I'm turning left onto 3rd, and right at that corner, right across from me, is the Beacon.
Beacon. The Beacon Apartments.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's a beautiful place,
yeah,
too.
And we've done a lot of doors in there now. But at the time, I had no business in this.
That's
and
funny.
My lights hit their sign, and there it was. There was their sign.
The Beacon.
And so here I'm on 5th Avenue, now going in the north in this terrific rainstorm, and I went, Beacon.
That's
Beacon
it.
Windows. Enlighten against a storm. Before I got to 1st Avenue, I had a name and tagline. But that's when I thought I was going to fix windows.
So it's Beacon Windows at 727-493-2644?
That's our main line. That's correct. And an easy way to remember us is sliderrepair.com.
Sliderrepair.com. Yes. I see that.
Yeah, we have 48 videos on the subject of sliding glass door repair.
On YouTube?
On YouTube. On my Beacon Windows YouTube channel and somewhere on our website.
It's a great brochure, too.
Thank you. Well, the way the brochure is designed, and which is, by the way, available electronically, I'll make sure you get a copy of that. The first page and a quarter is all about the crazy water intrusions, impingements when the door is squeezed down. The last section, this little area right in here, that is all about the common typical things that happen to doors. Just like a car needs oil changes and occasionally it needs new tires, right? But oil changes more often than new tires. So our sliding glass door, whether it's new impact doors or old, they need these five things. You ready? Rollers, weather stripping, screw systems if they're aluminum need to be checked. And then the track needs to be addressed with special caps to make the surface smooth again. And then you adjust or replace the locks and handles. That's it, folks. Five things. Not 50 things. Five.
Beacon
okay?
Windows.
Five. And then once you've done that, you've restored the door back to functional health. Mm-hmm. If you keep that going, guess what? You get to keep the door. It's really rare that you have to get rid of an
old
door.
So what is Beacon Windows' hours of service?
Well, we're open pretty much all the time since people
pretty
call
much
them
all
the time.
Would that be 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Very often do we get those calls. And sometimes they call after hours.
So, they do.
Yes. And some Saturdays they call us.
So
Monday through Friday is typical, though.
727-493-2644.
You got it. That's us. Now, I want to talk about something that's actually pretty important that's separate from just the five things.
Forget that. Talk about the cookies.
Well, the cookies.
Let's talk about the cookies.
When you put the cookies underneath the track, it destroys the concrete.
No, go ahead. You tell them a little bit about the cookies you brought, though.
Just I brought some gluten-free cookies. I'm sorry if you're fat.
I missed the gluten.
I can't help that. Yeah,
I can tell.
I put
away.
It in the back. I have it in the back. You can pull the gluten forward.
Thank you.
So, but
I took you off your beat. Go ahead. Go back to your
but
beat.
But the reason why I want to talk about water intruding under track, this is a huge problem throughout, as you know, the building fell down in Miami, okay? The reason why something fell down in Miami was because
water intrusion.
Water got into the wrong place
and
destroyed rebar, okay? Mm-hmm. Then catastrophic failure happened. This kind of a thing is what we do when the water is underneath the slider. And the misconception that people have is, I'll just buy new doors. I'm working on a case right now in Hudson where a couple has
four doors.
Because
they'll have the same problem again.
They, when the guys come in to fix.
I never thought that, though, to be honest
with
you. Yeah,
nobody does. But we've done probably 500 new door installs where we've had to come in 3 to 5 years later. We just finished one yesterday.
3 to 5 years. That's
what
they call a special assessment, isn't it?
Well, but no. What happens is the people who put the doors in, they don't fix what's the problem underneath. Let me give you this one example of the guy in Hudson so you understand, okay? He's got four doors, two in the front of his unit, two in the back.
Okay.
Both sets put in by separate contractors. One set was, I won't name their names,
right,
from one big box company, and the other one was from just a local dealership. Two sets, okay? Each set of guys, independent of each other, came in, pulled the doors, put the new doors back in, bye-bye, see you later, put a bunch of caulking on it.
Right.
Couple of months later, maybe 6 or 8 months later, he began to get leaks. He has worked for the last 3.5 years trying to find anybody that will help him. He had 17 different people he called in for assessments.
So where were the leaks?
Well,
underneath the doors?
Ready for this? I peeled back his carpet. I could stick my screwdriver.
Oh,
two
the
and
gap.
A half inch. They never fixed the concrete.
They never floated the...
never.
Right, and they never leveled it.
Never.
To attach to
they
the track.
They stuck wooden shims.
Oh, they shimmed it.
Wooden shims.
They never
wooden shims.
Wooden shims that rot.
Right. So now
they've
been leaking for 3.5 years. It's caused all kinds of damage in their unit after they thought they were fixing the problem.
Oh,
same
water
thing happened
so
with my client yesterday. Yeah, he ended up in a litigation. Poor man. He wanted to do what's right, but you know what?
Right.
He didn't think it was his door. Who would? You spend $18,000 on a door. Why would you think? It wasn't done. In that particular case, somebody had put wood underneath the door, and of course, it completely shredded in the last 9 years.
So in your case, let me ask you a question about what we're talking about.
Sure.
In your case, if you came on that job and you seen that the floor needed to be floated or built up so you didn't have this gap, so you didn't have to use wedges or build it up with wood, what would you do at the point you found that your install could not be done correctly?
So that's a very important point, and this is why I'm talking about it so much with people. I want people to understand, because obviously I'm I have a smallish business, 17 employees. We're not the world here. But here's the thing, when you're buying a new door, you have to make sure that when the old door is pulled out, any broken and cracked concrete is properly formed and that they use proper cement, not the $3 a bag stuff that you find at Home Depot. You need to use something that has hydraulic cement in it because that will do okay against water. And then they need to properly waterproof it, which, you know, if it's a decent quality company, most of them should know.
So you would stop. Okay, thank you. You would stop and say, okay, I can't install these and warranty these because the floor isn't correctly
prepped. No, I would fix the floor.
You would fix it.
Of
Very
course.
Good point.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that if somebody called me, and understand,
okay,
we have focused mostly on repairing because we see there's plenty of guys out there trying to put stuff in. All right, right now, if you try to get a sliding glass door, you're looking at 6 months. You can't even get one, okay, of any quality. So we're like, wait a second. Since there's such a need for quality refurbishment, that's who we are. We do the things that nobody else wants to do. We do the water intrusions. We do the corrosion. We do the pregnancies around doors, and we do weather stripping.
So you
Those
do
are the areas
actual
that are the most.
Fitment so that the door can be warranted. That's the difference we're talking about right there.
We make them functional.
You
we don't
make
them
pretty.
What about the mold? Does mold, because I hear water, I always think mold.
What's
so
that?
Do you run across mold?
That's an excellent question.
This is what she does, yes.
We're working right now with a group that has almost 400 doors, and their entire problem is they have air intrusion and it's causing mold within their entire place, okay? So we came this morning and we reset the doors properly, put all the weather stripping in, fixed all the rollers, made sure it was tight. Now they're gonna do an assessment with those guns that can tell, you know, how much
if
stuff
there's
is
any
happening,
leakage.
Right?
Is this, again,
leakage?
My friend over there, life and death.
Yeah, and that's
this
the difference.
This mold stuff is killing people.
Yeah. Right, so if you can keep moisture out by properly aligning and putting all the fluffy stuff in where it ought to go, you keep outside, outside, and inside, inside.
Do you have a mold person you work with right now?
I have several. Yes.
Can I introduce you just to another?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's so funny. Yeah. I was dealing with the lady, and I wish I knew her. And Emerson. You ever hear of Emerson?
Sounds familiar.
So do you can? I might have missed this. Might have said this already. Do you come out to a house and like do like an inspection? Like, oh, your front door is leaking, so we seal that up. Help you
no,
seal that up.
No, I primarily focus on sliding glass doors.
Okay.
And when a client calls me, they'll tell me I have this and this going on. If they don't mention water, then I don't necessarily need to see the door because we've done 50,000 doors.
Right.
We apply the rollers, weather stripping, screw systems, track issues, and locks and handles to all doors.
I think what he was asking, correct me if I'm wrong, it says Beacon Windows.
I know, what a funny name. But remember, when I started, we weren't fixing sliding glass doors. I am still a licensed contractor. We were going in that direction. But there's plenty of people out there who replace windows and doors. And there's only a few of us, and even really, in our case, only one of us that does the water intruding under track and thoroughly weather strips doors.
Expert.
Well, we're at a higher level.
Yeah. It's vital.
We're at a higher level
it's
of
vital,
repair.
My friend.
Right. We're trying to get the word out. Hey, look, if you're going to go buy new doors, go for it. But do understand, you could probably fix what you have for about the price of the tax on a new door.
Yeah,
and
I don't see you.
Right. And separately from that, if you do decide to get the new doors, don't let somebody do what we've done 500, we've done 10,000 water intrusions, but 500 of them have been on new impact doors. The guy yesterday was a 9 years old door. His neighbor was a 4 year old door. The one that's up in Hudson that we're gonna work on, four of his doors, they're 3.5 years old. Why is he leaking? It's because they never fixed the base. And when they don't fix the base, if they can take a door out and put a door back in one day, and you were having them do that because you had a leaky situation to begin with, I promise you, they have not fixed it properly, and you will leak soon.
I promise you.
100%, you'll be leaking.
They slap stuff in these days.
Thank you.
Can you come over here and say cool vibes, my friend?
Let me tell you why.
Just wait a second, please.
Cool vibes.
So okay. Let me tell you one real quick thing, and then I know you got other people that need to talk. But the reason why we see a lot of these very bad installations is because many, many companies use subcontractors. And they basically say, hey, buddy, go ahead. I'll pay you this much to put the door in. And as quickly as that person can get in, throw the door in and get out and not give any trouble to the client, they're happy, okay? But that means they don't want to spend the big money when it comes to the expensive cement. My cement might be $60, $70 cost versus $4 or $5 that they're spending. That's the difference, because I really do care for the long-term prospect. I'm all about saving rather than filling our landfills with a bunch of stuff that we could have kept.
You're 30 years.
Right. And new impact doors.
Do you guarantee it too? Like,
yes, we do.
Warranty?
But new impact doors, if you look at their warranties, everybody, they have lifetime warranties. No, that's not true. Go look at their warranties in detail. The glass packs on a normal regular buy, 10 years. Okay, if you're buying as a group like that building I told you about today, that put, they probably only have three. They didn't read their contract. If you buy commercially, they drop it to 3 years on delamination. So that basically means you're screwed when something starts to go wrong.
Can you give me the definition of delamination?
Oh, yes. So I'm going to show you with my fingers. Take your pinky finger, your middle, your ring finger, and your middle finger, mash them together, pretend like you got a grilled cheese sandwich, okay? You've melted them together, okay?
I'm getting
so
hungry.
So this ring finger is a piece of polyvinyl butyrol. That means it's a special kind of product that saves your life. It's the same stuff in your car windshield, except it's three times thicker. This is a piece of glass, your middle finger, and your pinky finger is a glass too. They're melted together in a big oven at the factory, then they put them into the glass of your door, okay, or window. And then if it's an insulated impact, it also has another airspace, and then pretend you've got your index finger out there. That's where you're going to have an additional coating for low E, which is why you keep cool with these kind of doors and windows, which is okay. But when things go awry, this starts to spot up, this outer area, so you sometimes see big ugly spots, and this begins to separate either here
and
or here.
It defeats the whole purpose.
Thank you.
It's
and
weird.
It looks nasty. So right. You end up having this beautiful, gorgeous view that you paid millions of dollars to be on if you're on the beach, because that's where most of my clients are. You know, 5, 6, 7 of these doors. I had a lady today with 8 doors.
Wow.
Okay? If she were to replace those, that would be $80,000. I'm fixing it for $4,200.
Wow.
I'm less than the price of the tax.
That's pretty good. So
okay?
The windup.
Okay,
right.
Let's do a little game show here. Okay, so I got $22 to give away.
What is it? The Price is Right?
This is like a big show here.
I got cookies to give away.
Cookies.
Hot cookies.
Can you say cool vibes just one more time?
I like that.
Cool vibes. And where is Cool Vibes? Where are they located?
Cool Vibes is located at 5488 58th Street North, and that is St. Pete.
Cool Vibes.
That's coming to you from the Lone Whisperer.
We're going to do this song here. Do you mind, Eric? Do you want to say something, too?
No, that's fine.
Because Eric's referred so many people. He's the referral guru.
The referral guru.
Exactly.
He's the Michael Jordan of connections.
The superhero.
Wow.
He's a superhero to our company.
That's a tall order there.
Right. He's like, I'm really impressed with him. Like, and he does things like he doesn't take credit for it. You know, but
humble.
He's a big.
That's humble.
He's a major impact on the success of our company. So anyhow, we're gonna play the song. Okay, are you okay? Name. What's the name of your business again?
Beacon Windows, SliderRepair.com.
There you go. Beacon. Do Beacon Windows. Okay, let's see if you can do that. Ready? Beacon Windows.
I love it.
New job, man.
That's
and
it.
My name is Lizette LaForge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your song. Okay, tell us how you came up with it. Then we're going to play it, and then we're going to see. We're going to give clues. So go ahead. Tell us how you came up with the words. Okay. Go to the mic. You got to talk into the mic. Tell us, like, how, what, where the song came from and, like, what led you to write it the way you did.
Well, basically, I just kind of came up with the guitar beat, like, while I was just playing guitar one day, and then I threw that into, like, my audio interface, which is Logic, and then I just made it into a beat, and I was like, you know, this sounds really cool, so I put some words to it, and I went into the studio with one person, but it didn't work out so well, and then I just went home and did it all myself, and this song is completely, like, self-produced. Like, other songs that are coming soon, I have, like, producers for, but this one is just, like, something I did at home, like, in my room.
No. Okay, well, good. And then if you guys can come up with the name of it. If you can't, we'll give you clues. And the winner gets $22.
And a cookie.
Ready? So, and then is there something in your heart that led to the song? That's what I'm saying. Not that you just did it. What was the emotional story behind it?
The song sounds like it's like about like a specific girl, but really I'm just like, I was just coming up with the lyrics. It wasn't really anything attached to it, like, in my heart for this specific song. But for other songs, there are. But this one was more just, like, I was trying to make, like, something catchy, you know?
Okay, so that's honest, right?
Yeah.
There you go. You ready, guys? Can everybody hear it in here? No, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you
I can't stay in my lane, I got her on my brain and tell me that I'm good on my own. So I've been on my own,
deleted that bitch on my phone. Don't text me, girl, I'm in my zone. Playing and scheming, guess I should've known. And you can just leave me right now, to be honest. I guess it ain't turned out the way that you promised. No time for a thought when you're thinking about commas. Be honest, you're lying, it's making me nauseous. How can I trust you again, bitch, I can't. How you gon' listen, all you do is rant. I'm not falling into the tricks you enchant. Just focused on making a grand and do it again. Confiding your girl and she turned to a ghost. Just what they taught me, that's all that I know. But come up, hold up, and he's down to blow. He's sending some shots if you go down that road. Me, I'm keeping it low, gotta stay in my lane and keep playing my role. That should just be lame, dodging the flame when there's dirt on your name. Fighting all night toe to toe. I can't stay in my lane, I got her on my brain. And tell me that I'm good on my own. So I've been on my own. Deleted that bitch on my phone. Don't text me, girl, I'm in my zone. Playing and scheming, guess I should've known. Yeah, I admit it, I was about to let you back in for a minute. Steady reminiscing about the way I used to hit it. Can't lie, she caused my impulse to sit and talk down on the situation. You ain't never been it, and you won't be. I'ma do this shit by my lonely. Cause I'm blinded by the shit that you told me, baby. Telling me you changed, you're the only fool he owned me. Ayy, cause I ain't got time no more. Ain't no time to be lying, oh no. Show some respect when I run up a check. You gon' look at me different, I know it. Give me my chance, I won't blow it. Green that you covers, I'm showing. You know what you told me. I ain't gon' let you control me. Say you're real, better show me. Hey, stick to the path on track, no struggle. Bitch, playing games ain't slick, ain't subtle. No damn well, they ain't want no trouble. I'm talking my shit, I ain't getting no rebuttals, goddamn. She steady living a sham. Posting them pics on the gram, that's not who I am. Stay with the heat, call me Bam. Only the guys in the fam, just tell them again. I'm cold, we fighting all night toe to toe. I can't stay in my lane, I got her on my brain. It tell me that I'm good on my own. So I've been on my own. Deleted that bitch on my phone. Don't text me, girl, I'm in my zone. Playing and scheming, guess I should've known. I should've known. I'm about to freestyle, so I'm on my phone, I leave her alone. I tell her be gone, I ain't with that shit no more. God damn. Hey, they're not ready for this 2021, bro. This is crazy.
Yeah, I have to have, yeah, that's okay. Sorry about that for anybody that. And yeah, so we're going to give away. I get that. Stay in your lane, though. So when he says, and I think if we all stay in our lane, just to tell you, it's none of your business what other people do.
Exactly.
Because the only reason I'm not going to stay in my lane is there's a saying, when you point the finger at someone, there's three pointing back at you, right? Yep. So the reason why people want to be focused on you and not stay in their same lane is because they don't want to stay focused on themselves.
Right.
Exactly.
Right? And then it's easier to say what's wrong with you, but why don't you look in the mirror and be honest with yourself what's wrong?
Ouch.
Right? If you have nothing, the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about.
And there's another thought about staying in your lane. Like in life, like we stay in our lane. People are like, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Because we became hyper-focused and really good at one thing. So in life, if you stay within the parameters that you can become exceptional, whether it's in singing or in radio or in advertising or mm-hmm. in connecting like it's you're great. Doing or
but
in
he
your
does
case,
credit cards too,
helping,
by the way.
Yeah, but you're helping do life-saving things over here, Mr. Cool Vibes. You're staying in the lane, which allows you to become exceptional.
Okay, so we're going to give quick clues.
So I already guessed it.
Yeah, he already told me what I thought the name was.
Okay. Okay. Wait. Then we'll let you in, but let's play the game at this.
Okay.
So think of what happens when you open a freezer. What's in? How? What? What's it? What is it? What word would you use if you were opening a freezer? It's
cool.
Cold.
Okay. And then, what's after the number one?
Two.
There
you go.
What's the name of the song?
Too cold.
Yeah. I'm trying to help you guys because I only got a minute. I got to give it away. Anyhow, is it okay you guys would say that this is just...
I
give it to the credit card processor. He's going to turn that
I'm
into
I'm giving cash to the credit card processor.
I saw.
Yeah. Anyhow, thank you. So tell us the name of your company. Quick.
Beacon Windows, sliderrepair.com.
And then we have what? Come here, quick. Cool.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.